Radio Prague News.
Prime Minister Nečas says the government will suspend ratification of the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement while it analyzes the issue. Hackers protesting the agreement have published the personal information of thousands of members of the Civic Democratic Party. And Education Minister Josef Dobeš says he has received no information that the Czech Republic would have EU education grants revoked. Prime Minister Petr Nečas says the government will suspend ratification of the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement. Responding to a wave of protests in the Czech Republic and elsewhere, the Prime Minister said that the government would not allow a situation where civic freedoms and free access to information would be threatened, and added that the government will analyze the issue and its potential impact on daily life. In recent days, internet activists have blocked the websites of the Czech government, the Copyright Protection Association, and the Chamber of Deputies to protest the agreement. The aim of ACTA, which the Czech Republic joined in January, is to combat the spread of counterfeit goods and internet piracy. It must still be ratified by the Czech Parliament in order to take effect. Hackers using the moniker Anonymous published the personal information of thousands of members of the Civic Democratic Party on Monday to protest the party's support for ACTA. A list including the names and addresses of nearly 30,000 members was sent to media outlets, along with a message for Czech politicians to reject the agreement. Hackers attacked the Civic Democrat homepage last Thursday and were incensed by the party's spokesman having said it was a good advertisement. The new attack asks how the party can be capable of running the country when it is unable to secure its own IT system. Mr. Nečas also told reporters on Monday that he expects a series of coalition meetings regarding a compromise on the EU budget pact, and said there would be no dramatic result from his meeting with Karl Schwarzenberg on Tuesday. The two party heads have been sharply at odds in recent weeks over the PM's resistance to the agreement, which is aimed at establishing tighter fiscal discipline across the EU and was signed by all member states except the Czech Republic and the UK. Mr. Schwarzenberg strongly rejected the Prime Minister's statement that the pact is not in the Czech Republic's interests and has previously said he would not be part of any government that moved the country away from the EU mainstream. Education Minister Josef Dobeš says he has received no information that the Czech Republic will have EU education grants revoked. Speaking at a press conference on Monday to address the issue, Mr. Dobeš repeated a pledge to resign if the problems with the subsidies are not resolved. Last week, the press reported that the European Commission had threatened to halt all further subsidies to the Education Ministry due to a lack of transportation and mistakes in public orders, effectively barring the ministry from drawing on 53 billion crowns. The Education Minister argues that the mistakes were made before he took office and has promised to fix the situation by the end of March. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be clear and sunny with daytime highs of around minus 10 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.